of the United States. Who is this? Is it you again?
Look behind you.
This is my private line. How did you get through?
They're everywhere. All the time. We see them every day. But you have to look behind you.
There is nothing behind me. How did you get this number?
The spaceman told me.
What spaceman?
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you about monsters. Please, you must look behind you.
Young lady, there are no monsters in the Oval Office.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It is the last show of 2024. This show tonight, Ground Zero. It's the year in reverse. We're going to have David John Oates coming up in a little while. Good show tonight. I'm counting on this because there's a lot of things, I'm sure, that we can do reverses on. We'll certainly reveal what is coming in the future. I wanted to bring up something. I was talking with Wes. He was visiting tonight, and I was telling him all about how I wanted to go back. I did do a binge watch a couple weeks ago of The X-Files. And the reason why is because I wanted to just, you know, refamiliarize myself with the episodes and, you know, because after a while you forget some of the details and you want to go back and you want to watch them. Well, I was thinking of something to watch again that I wanted to go back and a TV show that I wanted to remember the details and watch, and that was Fringe, which besides having Meghan Markle show up in the TV show, I was very fascinated about the idea of backworlds or the idea of a parallel universe as with our own because of some news stories that I had stumbled upon and things I've talked about before, but also other things that are new. And believe it or not, there seems to be this, I don't know how to put it, would it be a cause or a protest or something, where scientists are now forbidding other scientists for actually investigating the other side, meaning the upside down, the reverse mirror world, or whatever you want to call it, the parallel universe, multiverse. If you type in a question about the possibility of a reverse world, Google AI, just go into Google AI, it'll immediately tell you that it's a product of a science fiction-prone imagination, that there is no reverse world, there is no parallel universes, it's none that can be proven, although if you use quantum physics and all these things we've talked about in the past, that yes, all of this stuff has been talked about by people like Stephen Hawking and all these other scientists. And it wasn't too long ago, if you remember, there was this, the same science fiction-prone minds, I guess, discovered something in Antarctica. And it made a good argument for the backworlds theory. And this idea is backed up by a well-written and thought-provoking article about some puzzling results from studies conducted in Antarctica of cosmic rays, these high-energy charged particles that were arriving from outside the Earth's atmosphere. Usually what we have is we have these particles coming down and hitting the Earth, but never have we had particles leaving the planet and going up into space. So there was a balloon, actually, that was carrying a collection of antennas floating above the ice. And it was there to scan over a million square kilometers of the frozen landscape there in Antarctica for evidence of high-energy particles arriving from space. But After three launches of the balloon, there was a moment when the experiment detected one signal that appeared to be the signature of this high-energy particle. But it wasn't what they were looking for. Moreover, it seemed impossible. Rather than bearing down from above, these particles were shooting up. Particles were coming up out of the ground, neutrinos. Coming up out of the ground. And a strange finding was made back in 2016. Since then, all sorts of suggestions rooted in known physics have been put forward to account for this perplexing idea of neutrinos going back into space. And, of course, they've all been ruled out. Oh, no, it's not that, it's not that. And what's left is some shocking implications explaining this signal requires the existence of a reverse universe created in the same Big Bang as our own and existing in parallel with it. Mirror world. Reverse, upside down, like in Stranger Things. The mirror world, positive, negative, left, right, time running backwards. The movie Tenet comes to mind. I don't know if you've seen that movie. It's a great movie. So once the finding was discovered, and the science papers were announcing the breakthrough, saying that this could be evidence of a parallel universe, a reverse universe, a mirror world, NASA scientists stepped forward to say that the reports had been inconclusive. And there's no evidence that they were willing to admit to about the backwards world or the backworlds hypothesis. So now, in just under a decade, forbidden science discoveries for the future year of 2025 are now being reported, including the discovery of mirror bacteria. Yeah. Mirror bacteria. According to the publication called The Scientist, synthetic biologists have spent the last few decades in awe of the breakthroughs in the field. In the last 15 years, synthetic biologists have now stored books, images, and even videos in DNA, and they've developed the ability to modify and engineer genes with remarkable accuracy and even created an organism with a chromosome-designed organism using a computer, and it's been synthesized in the lab. Now, they've made a discovery, and the science community is now, get a load of this, they're discouraging the pursuit of this. They don't want scientists to explore mirror bacteria, because this would be another possible indication that there is more evidence, or basically evidence of a reverse multiverse now with its own bacterial biome. I mean, it makes sense, right, that if you come into one world from another world, you could contaminate or cross-contaminate that world, right? It's like when Columbus came to the New World, he brought with him all of his diseases. If aliens come to our planet, they can bring with them diseases from their planet and vice versa. Kind of a biological warfare type of thing. Well, if you're messing around with doorways, you're opening doorways, and you're going into a parallel universe that could be similar to ours, there could be bacteria that could get in, mirror bacteria that could get in, or they could synthesize mirror bacteria based on what they've seen on the other side. So these bacteria have all the components of natural cells, but with every biopolymer being an opposite stereochemistry. Science is calling a ban on this research. They don't want anybody to mess with mirror bacteria. They are stating that unless compelling evidence emerges showing that mirror bacteria do not oppose unacceptable risks, scientists believe research to develop mirror life should not continue. My question is, what have they discovered? My question is just what mirror bacteria would do to this planet if a door was left open or we didn't seal a Rosenbridge or what have you? The mirror world bringing us diseases? 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. Listening to Ground Zero, I'm Clyde Lewis. The number to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. You know, there are plenty of shows out there. I mean, look, if you want to watch cartoons, there's Rick and Morty. There's there are plenty of shows out there that deal with this multiverse idea, the idea that we can go from door to another plane, astral plane, parallel universe, ether. All this stuff had been talked about many times by physicists and particle physicists, Einstein, a number of people talking about whether or not it's possible to deal with what's called the mirror world, okay? It's going back to the idea of passing through the mirror, like in The Matrix, if you remember that, through the looking glass when you're talking about Alice in Wonderland, and you're talking about, and we talked about the time travel slips that you can do in A Christmas Carol, or the time travel slips that were done in It's a Wonderful Life. All of this has been talked about for many decades. And now here we are, ready for 2025. And the Backworlds theory is being challenged, some scientists want to explore the mirror world, okay? Google's Willow, apparently, with all of the computing power they have, allegedly can go to parallel universes. The Department of Energy has said on occasion, when they were talking about the TV show Stranger Things, that they too explore parallel universes. But now scientists are saying that if we have mirror bacteria that come in, that we will see the creation of synthetic cells, synthesized molecules, reproducing cell functions, reassembling natural molecules into synthetic systems. And that would apparently do everything from developing bacteria-based self-healing concrete to creating a minimal cell that allows us to investigate the first principles of cellular life. Basically, reverse engineering cells. Mirror life experiments probably have already happened, I think. I mean, that's probably why they want to continually say, no, don't go here. But the ability to go into obverse worlds is not out of the question, and now it's being considered as a forbidden science, which means someone has successfully found a mirror existence, and now they're saying you should not continue to make journeys into the reverse world, or the universe, I call it. Okay? So the more they protest, I think, the more we have to consider that this parallel universe must be kept a secret because of what the repercussions would be if we made it a habit of crossing those timelines. I mean, look at all of the science fiction right now. You watch Loki, and you're watching, I mean, what, the latest, Deadpool, Wolverine, was about sacred timelines, and it just always seems to find its way into our science fiction, the idea of time travel, or the idea of moving into parallel universes. What they don't take in consideration is that everything can come in, not just humans, not just animals, but bacteria. Diseases, new diseases that we've never heard of before, mutating. Why? Because they're coming from a mirror universe. Microorganisms that are developed in laboratory settings are typically grown in highly specific conditions and with very particular nutrients, whose the composition and the concentrations do not reflect the complex and diverse conditions found in nature. As a result, what we see here is When we talk about laboratory experimentation with mirror universe, we're looking at laboratory breaches that could happen with hundreds of possible release events per year, leading to at least one or two detected infection events per year. Okay? And I'm talking about this because of the H5N1 scare that they're pushing now. Okay? So we could have hundreds of possible release events per year. And most of them involve artificial or modified organisms. Some of them, though, have like a time release. Okay, they go out into into nature. They don't do a thing, and then they're like a ticking time bomb. Bam, they go off. Sometimes though, they're too fragile to thrive in the environment outside of the lab. And so what happens is that we have many other natural bacterial predators, like viruses, that target bacteria, and they turn around and eat that bacteria until they could grow into something that mutates. Mirror bacteria, on the other hand, not of this dimension, entering through a wormhole or a careless door left open would doom our universe. The incompatibility with natural biological reactions would have mirror bacteria with no natural predators in the wild, so they could not, they wouldn't be sensed, they wouldn't be killed, they wouldn't be digested by bacteriophages or other organisms. I mean, how do you destroy something from a backworld source that has nothing in this universe to kill it? It would be like some mysterious interdimensional cancer that would make an area unlivable to humans and animals of this universe. It's similar to, it's a similar to the idea, like I said, contamination from other planets to planets. We land our spaceships on a planet. We can contaminate that planet. We put tardigrades on the moon because the Jewish capsule exploded. Now there are tardigrades all over the moon. What happens to those tardigrades? Who knows? So we bring to these worlds contaminating bacteria. We bring organisms. And that could, we can see pneumonia actually survived in the vacuum of the moon or space. The movie Annihilation comes to mind. Remember that movie? Yeah. The Earth suffers from a form of cancer. It's called the shimmer. And so the cancer would form in areas where the portals were open and the Einstein-Rosen bridge would be used to go from world to world. In the film, The Shimmer, scientific phenomenon that appears to be a portal to another dimension. Everything is normal, and then it's not. And in its place is something that mutates, and then, like the shimmer, expands. And the characters are literally in this prism, so everything is refracting, reflecting, minds hallucinating, bodies doing strange things, timelines changing, language changing. It's the outrageous idea that all things that move forward in time will reach this elasticity point and then retract again. We start to see the world in inverse. The eyes already do this, where images are seen in the upside down or the reverse, and then what the brain does is, while the images are showing in reverse in your brain, the brain then adjusts the images. So you now see things right side up. If you read A Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking, he wrote that if the universe were to cease its expansion and start to contract, like the elasticity I talked about, that the arrow of time would flip and things would happen in reverse, including people knowing the stock market numbers were because they had already happened. Broken teacups on the floor would reassemble. They'd return to the tabletop. If everything is happening in reverse, thoughts, light, motion, even bodily functions, gross, would be happening in reverse. And if that's true, not only would people not know about the stock market numbers, they wouldn't know anything. They would lose it as soon as they know it. That's right. If Hawking were correct, all life would stop at the moment of reversal because everything that had happened already would be the only thing happening, let alone in the reverse. See, this whole exercise, all this happening all over again, meaning that what happens in the universe can affect parallel universes as well as all things in the universe matter, whether it moves forwards or backwards. Theoretically, a spontaneous hole in the fabric of reality would end the universe. Can you imagine how it would feel breathing in reverse? Or speaking in reverse? Spitting back your food and moving towards a non-existence before your birth? It would be like death in reverse, but it's before you're born. Space-time decay, that's a term. It's called space-time decay. And believe it or not, scientists are looking into the possibility that the universe might be on track for space-time decay, where it'll be important to understand the backworld's theories, the backworld's ideas, both forward and reverse, our lives can be shaped. Mirror bacteria aside, this is some strange, strange stuff. On Ground Zero, 503-225-0860, 503-225-0860, back to more Ground Zero, don't go away.
And then you hear those same lyrics chord, and it's a message backwards, and those same words are a message forward, backwards. And those same words are a message backwards, forward.
Sleeper must awake.
It's like I've heard it on the news, on TV, I've heard it on the news and the radio, and I'm hearing it like right now on the...
You that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Strange things happen.
Play the
rest. Neither of these is the real voice of anyone, and we must never believe that it is.
Oh, but that was really Robert Bennett.
Hello.
And both electronic images of the real voice reserved on magnetic tape. Just as we never see a dead body in television news, but never believe that we do.
TV's murdering people every 15 minutes. People dying on TV.
Message backwards. Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you plan them backwards?
I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. Mirror bacteria. Leaving the door open, allowing their bacteria to come into this world. Nothing to eat it, nothing to destroy it. Cell structures that would fall prey to it. The idea that perhaps spatial decay is something that we're going to be facing in our future. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I'm not trying to scare you into thinking that it's happening tomorrow or this year. But it is a theory that has been written about. There have been a lot of different... ideas expressed about this. And in some areas, they're saying this is forbidden science. Do not cross over into the mirror world. We have all of the techniques, I guess, to do so. We've heard people say that it's okay, that we do it. You know, now with Google Willow, we can do it. With all the computing, we can do it. The guy from the Department of Energy was on Chelsea Handler saying that we can do it. And I what's ironic is the guy that was on Fringe, the guy that played Peter Bishop, he's on the same show when they're talking about this, the very thing that he was doing in that TV show. Everything, if Hawking is correct, everything, we reach the elasticity of the universe, the idea of it bouncing back again, we relive everything in reverse. I just don't want to be one of the unfortunate souls to be living that will have to do that, because... You know, because if we have a spontaneous hole in the fabric of reality, if there are soft spots where people have time traveled, and I'm sure it's happened, I'm sure our government's method, not our government, but I'm sure the military and several others have messed with this. We do experience, every time you mess with the timeline, space-time decay. And scientists are looking into the possibility that the universe might be on track to eat itself from the inside out because they've messed with the timeline. And, of course, scientists want to stress that this is highly unlikely, but they are putting their energies towards monitoring the possibility of being swallowed up by a time bubble where one bubble in the universe collides with ours. Scientists at Columbia Zuckerman Institute have contributed to solving a paradox of perception, literally upending models of how the brain constructs interpretations of the outside world. When observing a scene, the brain first processes the details, spots, lines, and simple shapes, and uses that information to build internal representations of more complex objects like cars and people. But when recalling that information, the brain remembers those larger concepts first to then reconstruct the details. They call this a reverse order of processing. So we learn that while we see things forward, in order for the brain to receive conception, They go the brain goes through a reverse order processing, encoding in reverse and forward. It goes from simple things to more complex things. But recalling or decoding, that information is trickier to understand, according to scientists. So in large part because there's no method, aside from mathematical modeling, to relate to the activity of brain cells to a person's perpetual judgment. So the decoding goes backwards. So we go from high levels to low levels. And so bidirectional interactions is what we do, and our brain does it voluntarily. We don't even think about it because we see the images and the languages and the phonemes. The idea that we pick up on certain words, we pick up on certain images. Pareidolia can happen. Our brain wants to process faces in different types of, you know, strange things we see. They like clouds. And what we hear certain messages when they're played in reverse, like what David John Oates does, and we actually decode it. Because it just shows that reverse decoding makes sense because context is more important than details. In what context are we reverse processing? Angles and sound waves, forward and backward, yield more context into what's being experienced. So in the future, researchers plan to extend their work beyond these simple tasks of perception and into studies of what are called long-term memory, which could have broad implications from how we assess. For example, okay, how did we assess President Trump as being the presidential candidate? Why did he win when everybody thought, with all the propaganda, that Cacklefest would win? Cacklefest didn't win. Why? Well, because we have to assess the presidential candidate. And we do context that hits us in the subconscious. Okay, so it's deeper than the idea that Trump won because of the internet or Trump won because of alt media. No, Trump won because of the fact that deep down in our unconscious mind, we were able to reverse process what he was saying and what he was doing in context to understand how he is as a leader. And it didn't matter all of the nonsense they said about him, that he was a felon, a rapist, or whatever, because in context, our unconscious minds basically were spoken to in both forward and reverse. Okay? It makes us wonder if this person is giving you some reliable testimony. So if he's being sincere, and our reverse instincts tell us in context what he's saying, rather than using the other direction of details. If you notice, the media reports details. They don't report context. It's because they have eliminated the unconscious way we pick up on cues, kinesthetic cues, things of that nature. So this, I mean, if people have disorders of cognition, I mean, like autism, for example, this is where we have people who overtly focus on details. They miss important context. So as we're seeing now, we're having experiences of paranormal activity like Mandela effects, ghost sightings, some of these other things. What we're witnessing is we're witnessing something bleeding through the multiverse, the reverse backworlds ideas, and that we're trying to find context in the meaning of life. This is why we feel as though we live in a matrix or simulated type of life. Does that make sense? Is that we're trying both forward and backward to find context and meaning in life. And that, like I was saying, presidential candidate, all the propaganda pointed to one winner, but the one who won was the one who spoke to your unconscious, did so both forward and reverse. That is what is fascinating. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. To the phones we go right after this. Keep it here on Ground Zero. 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. We've got a Cody in North Carolina. Hey, Cody, you're on Ground Zero.
Todd.
Hey.
You were just talking about kind of a breach between the realities and different worlds and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine the problem that also could occur, not just a germ coming through. Imagine all kinds of technology from a different civilization in that other side of reality.
Mm-hmm.
It could fall into the wrong hands. I don't know if you've ever read the book Roadside Picnic by Arkady and Boris Strugatsky.
No, I haven't read that, no.
And that there's an alien invasion, but nobody actually saw the invasion, what was left behind are all these artifacts in this area that it's cordoned off called the Zone, and then there's men that called stalkers that risk their lives to go in and find the artifacts and sell them on the black market. So what the aliens would consider junk to them would be treasure to us.
Well, see, this would explain, this is why they call it reverse engineering, right? Is because something comes in, brought in by either an alien life form, whether it be a flying disc or some sort of other model machine or whatever, or they open doors like at CERN, or they open portals in other colliders. Something comes in from those colliders and they have to reverse engineer it because it probably won't work in this universe. And if it does work in this universe, it could kill people if they don't know how to use it correctly. So it's a matter of trial and error trying to figure out, you know, what from another universe can be toyed with. And now they're discouraging any kind of mirror exploration. Now, first it's bacteria. Don't mess with mirror bacteria. Then it's like, don't mess with the other side. Maybe they're creating paradoxes and we just don't know it. I mean, maybe time is ending and new timelines are starting, and it's just, we wouldn't know it because, you know, we blink, and in a blink's time, we could be in another timeline, another dimension.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, because the stuff would be the stuff that there wouldn't be, that wouldn't, nobody would know how to work it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it would all be, very dangerous. That's what happened in the book. Some of the objects, they didn't know what to name them. So one of them, the things, they called it a death light.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, nothing good could come from something that you call a death light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious. They're talking about reversals in context, saying that the processing of the brain has to reverse things in context. In order to get context, the tails are fine forward, but our unconscious minds now, according, you know, even David John Oates said this, that our unconscious mind does pick up on reverse speech or the idea of reverse frequencies. So if those reverse frequencies mean anything to us, that would explain why a lot of things happen. We're like going, unbelievable. How did that happen when we see so many people saying this and so many people thinking this, and it just immediately upsets the apple cart a bit because people can't believe the way things go. And it's probably because of the fact that maybe deep down they know how to create reverse situations under context so that we see that and we feel it within ourselves. It's kind of an interesting topic. Thank you, Cody. Let's go to Steven in Florida. Hey, Steven, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, I was wondering, with reverse speech like David Oates does and everything, even in forward speech, have you ever noticed that the first words we learn when we're a baby
uh-huh.
are all reversible? For instance, mom, M-O-M,
mm-hmm.
spell that backwards, M-O-M,
mm-hmm.
dad,
mm-hmm.
D-A-D, D-A-D,
mm-hmm.
papa, reverse the syllables, papa, papa,
mm-hmm.
mama, mama.
What about words like race car? When you're a kid, you'd play with race cars. Well, race car is the same forward as it is backwards.
Yeah, I think there's something very interesting about that. And maybe that when a child is born,
mm-hmm.
David has said that they talk in reverse before they talk forward.
Yeah, he's got examples of that where he plays his daughter wanting the soap. She's in the tub and she wants the soap, and he plays it backwards and she says, "Dave, help me." It's really bizarre.
Oh, I believe it, and it's a beautiful thing. And I've tried to do the math to calculate how many permutations would have to take place in the brain to get these reversals, and it's just quadrillions to one. It's just fascinating and how it works.
Well, science is looking at it, too. They're just saying, you know, we're looking at context, that The brain picks up context in reverse, and it sees detail forward, which is interesting. That so
yeah.
Our context that we receive, if we hear it in context, that's our reverse brain working. And then if we hear it forward, we're seeing the details, which is it's mind-boggling to me.
Oh, and I'm surprised it hasn't become more popular. There's a real good article on the internet, and David probably has it in his research somewhere. If you look it up, it's a scholarly article about. It's called Evaluating Reverse Speech. Mm-hmm. You can go to Google Scholar, and it's from some university. I forgot right. what it is, but right. it's really good, and they show all the patterns in the brain and everything. So well, I look cool. forward to hearing them tonight.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's amazing. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Hey, Dave, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. Happy New Year, early Happy New Year to
yes,
you and
crew. Thank you.
It's interesting you mentioned portals earlier. You mentioned CERN, and I had seen someone who had posted something on Twitter about since the Pope had opened that portal on Christmas, I think, for the prison, that they were feeling sort of some dis-ease or uneasiness. And I thought about that for a second, and I thought, yeah, maybe I could kind of identify with that. But you also mentioned Trump and Kamala and, you know, whatever else you want to say about Trump. He ran against two horrible candidates that nobody could stand.
But the propaganda was pointing to the idea, and that's why people are so shocked, is because the propaganda obviously didn't work because – we, deep down, according to this theory that I read, we take in all context in reverse. So if we listen to Trump in context, it speaks to us rather than what they did to us in Ford giving out details of things that weren't true.
Well, I'm really, like, I voted for the guy, but I'm kind of on the fence with him right now over a couple of things. I want to see how they pan out. But you know, the media was pimping out Hillary and Kamala horribly.
Yeah.
And they still couldn't win. But, you know, you have David John Oates coming on tonight, which is fabulous. I love listening to him. The grinning man has died.
I know.
Jimmy Carter, the grinning man, has died.
Yes.
And Biden was supposed to eulogize him. Mm. And I can't wait. Man, I am praying for a teleprompter malfunction. I want to hear Carter, or, you know, Biden's eulogy,
you know,
in reverse speech.
That,
it's going to be fantastic.
That man. Is weird because when we were with Dr. Heldor was talking about the grinning man dying. I said it was Jimmy Carter, yeah. but everybody said that the grinning man was Biden. So if we have one grinning man eulogizing another grinning man, people would probably theorize that the next one to go would be him.
Is Biden.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Carter's going to be lying in state, and Biden could be looking at him going, damn, I'm going to be there in, you know, how long.
Could be
we'll
both.
See. It's going to be great. It's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Thank you so much, Dave.
You bet.
Happy New Year again. Thank you. Yeah, I just thought about that. I didn't know he was going to be eulogizing Carter because Heldor said that Carter, I said that I thought it would be Carter, the grinning man, and I said that's easy because he's 100 years old. He's going to die any day. But then the listeners saying, oh, no. Dr. Heldor was talking about Biden as the grinning man. So if we see the one grinning man going into the grave, the other grinning man ready for the grave, he eulogizes that grinning man. That's going to be amazingly weird. See, never a dull moment here on Ground Zero. I'm glad you guys listen. And again, I thank you for the support you give this program. It'll be our 30th year this next year. So you guys have kept us on, and we hope you can keep us on in the future. We really, really enjoy bringing you shows like this that really entertain you and give you something to think about. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. David John Oates coming up. Don't go away. Let's face it, guys, we're living in times where the truth is becoming more suppressed and censorship is increasing at an alarming rate, especially on social media platforms. It's Clyde, and I want to tell you about a safe and secure digital playground we put together just for you. It's aftermath.media. You get access to thousands of Ground Zero archives and podcasts, along with our private social media groups with your basic membership starting at only $7 a month. Each subscription includes tech support, access to the RSS feeds, along with our own chat room and Telegram channel. In addition, the premium membership includes research study groups, webinars, a document and movie library, a live video stream of Ground Zero, a monthly Zoom chat with me, and other bonus content. Be sure to check out our yearly specials as well. Sign up today while you're thinking about it. Sign up at aftermath.media. Again, that's aftermath.media.
Spinning complacently in the darkness, covered and blinded by a blanket of little lives, false security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber. Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be. Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink. So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, give up. Give up. Give up.
Tonight, 503-225-0860. I know many times we do the year in reverse shows, and every year we talk about, well, actually every 6 months we talk about the phenomenon of reverse speech with David John Oates. And I know David's listening before we bring him on, but I want to share with you this little tidbit that I shared just in the last hour so that you can see that David, slowly but surely, is being vindicated in his research. And there needs to be a lot of things revealed here. But one of the things that I was noticing as I was doing my research, we were talking about things like the mirror world and space-time decay and reversal of the elasticity of the universe and all this stuff. Well, now that we're playing in realms, in other parallel realms, and it's all theoretic until we see it for sure, because we hear all these people claiming that we can do this because of computer power. But there's something that is called the paradox of perception, okay? And there are scientists now at Columbia's Zuckerman Institute that are working on this paradox of perception, literally upending models of how the brain interprets what's going on in the outside world. So when we observe something, like let's say, for example, there's an automobile accident. We basically observe what happens, okay? And everybody has a different version. You know, have you noticed that? That when you have a witness, you have several witnesses to an accident, several witnesses to a shooting, everyone has a different perception of it, okay? Because the brain, and this is according to this study at Columbia Zuckerman Institute, the brain, when observing a scene, the brain first processes details. It looks at spots, lines, simple shapes. And it uses that information to build internal representations of more complex objects, like things like, okay, you see cars, telephone poles, bushes, people may have been run over, who knows. But when recalling that information, the brain remembers those larger concepts first. And then they're finding that in order to represent context, okay, in order to put context to every shape, every line, everything, sounds, The brain has to look at what is called a reverse order of processing. So encoding always goes from simple things to more complex things, but recall, the recall and decoding information is a trickier thing to understand because in large part, there's really no method, there has been no method, aside from mathematical modeling, to say, well, how is perception managed? How is perception measured? Okay. And so perceptual judgment is both a forward thing and context is a reverse thing. So decoding goes backwards, going from high levels to low levels. And the study has shown that bidirectional interactions with images and language in the brain, reverse decoding is what makes sense because what it does is reverse decoding goes into our unconscious mind and it goes into our intuitive self. Because context is more important than details, right? So you look at angles, you look at sound waves, both forward and backward, and it yields more context into what is being experienced. So in the future, what researchers plan to extend their work to is basically they want to look beyond these simple tasks of perception and into studies of long-term memory, which could have broad implications, okay, from how we assess, as I said, a presidential candidate or witnessing an accident. And as I said, you know, Trump won the election, but why? As we were being, I mean, people said, well, it was a bad, you know, Kamala Harris had a bad campaign. Yeah, maybe. But you really see that there was a group of individuals that were so convinced with the propaganda spin that she would be the president of the United States. I mean, you have Beyonce and Oprah on your side. You have all these people like jumping up and down. And I mean, it makes you wonder, am I making the right decision? Well, on the surface, maybe not. But intuitively, something was done, something was said by President-elect Trump or by J.D. Vance or whomever to get people to pay attention, to Elon Musk to get people to pay attention, the cabinet to get people to pay attention. Something the media had thought, something the media maybe had presented in reverse that we didn't hear because we have to listen to the reverse context, you see. So when you look at things around you and you see that people perceive paranormal activity, they perceive paranormal activity from the unconscious mind. And when you're looking at paranormal activity, this is where you play in the physics of the parallel universe. Behind viable solutions are all centered around the quantum mechanics and information theory, which is surrounded by a number of applicable areas where there's study and research. And beyond that, we're forced to try and understand the supernatural by applying the natural with a bit of uncertainty. But if you drift into the possibility of a multiverse, the idea of mirror bacteria, the idea of the Spock is wearing a goatee type world is not that far off. It's been depicted in stories like Alice in Wonderland as she looks through the looking glass and The Matrix where Neo, when he takes his journey, what does he do? He goes through a liquid mirror. So when we talk of the multiverse, we talk of the mirror image, we talk about context and intuitive context. That intuitive context comes from another world. It comes from another place in the brain that is not explored all that well. So that's one of the toughest sells of all, right, is to tell people, hey, by the way, everything you tell me forward is the details. What I'm sensing is context. What is the context and meaning of what you're saying? Well, if I listen carefully and understand the cues, if my unconscious mind is speaking with your unconscious mind, in some way, I can identify with you. I can identify with a candidate. I can identify with your pain because I'm feeling it in the reverse context. I'm feeling it in the reverse matrix. I'm feeling it in the mirror self. Frequencies and tones are neither forward or reverse, but we learn that phonemes are able to communicate back and forth. I mean, we use different levels of our brain, and we've evolved since the bicameral times. But we're capable now of processing more information because of computers. Back in the ancient times, we were bicameral, where we consciously were aware of what our brain was telling our bodies to do, backwards and forwards. Now people don't listen to that backwards or that intuitive self, and they need to listen to it more because, you know, if we speak the common, then the common will have to be both the spiritual voice, which is reverse, and the common, which is forward. David John Oates will tell you more about this coming up. We've been talking about this with him forever. Now this scientific study is a breakthrough for him, I'm sure. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. In 1984, David John Oates first heard about backwards messages in rock and roll, and a new hobby was born, playing tapes backward. He rapidly became obsessed with this new hobby, and by 1987, he developed his theory of reverse speech. Since that time, David has been an active career spanning over 36 years, filling the field in reverse speech. It's his full-time occupation. He has developed new theories and designed therapeutic and training techniques. He has published several books on reverse speech, including Beyond Backwards Masking, Voices from the Unconscious, and It's Only a Metaphor, and numerous tapes and training manuals. Overcoming his speech stutter, he has lectured around the world to crowds of thousands and has trained hundreds of students. He's also instigated some of the first mainstream studies, presented reverse speech on thousands of radio shows, including his own show, the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show, that ran successfully for 3 years, syndicated coast to coast to the United States, where David lived for 10 years in the 1990s. He's a certified hypnotherapist and trainer, and he currently attends to his therapy and corporate consulting business using reverse speech techniques in Adelaide, Australia. David, welcome back to Ground Zero for the year in reverse. David, are you there?
What's that?
Oh, there you are. Hello, David.
Oh, can you hear?
Yeah, I guess you had it on mute or something, but it's good to have you on board with us tonight.
Yeah, always good to see your show, Clyde. I love it.
So what do you think of this new study? I think it's basically saying everything that you said in the past.
I think it is, too. That's fascinating. Look, as more and more studies are done, they're just going to validate reverse speech because reverse speech is real, you know. So obviously there's brain functions that are associated with it, and that just adds another area of proof. So
well,
there you go.
The thing that got me was the idea that it says that details are often seen forward. Context, though, is in reverse. So the intuitive side of the brain actually breaks things down from a high level to a lower level. And in forward, it's the lower level to a higher level. So what we have is we have the brain both going reverse and forward, and that's why they're saying that maybe the way that we get down to the business of witnesses, get down to the business of why certain candidates win and certain don't, is we have to figure out what nuances they have within the intuitive context that would bring people to the mind. And you've said that before. It's the soul speaking to you, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's just amazing. What can I say?
You should probably write these guys and tell them, hey, I've been around here this whole time, you know, and I have the same – I've made the same things about – and see, that's the thing, is this whole idea of lingus – it's called lingua franca, which is basically the common forward speech – is what people have been, you know, they say, well, we got to be phonetically congruent with a common language. And we listen to Latin, we listen to all these other things. But the thing is that the common language can be heard in reverse speech because of the thought that all of this is translated somewhere. Do you have any idea where in the brain reverse speech will come from?
No, look, I don't know. All I know is the EEG test that we've done, there was rapid activity between the left and right brain hemisphere from the moment reversal started to the moment it finished. But that's all I can tell you. Different parts of the brain were stimulated based on the subject matter of reversal, like a sexual reversal created sexual simulation, an anger reversal, you got anger. So, look, we know the brain is receiving and responding to reverse speech, but what part of the brain it's coming from, I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah, it's amazing. In fact, they were even bringing up the presidential candidates. Now, the presidential candidates are selected saying that even though we thought that Kamala Harris had a great campaign, or not a great campaign, but she had a campaign where everybody was thinking that she was going to win, something in context that is subconscious was reaching people in order to vote for Donald Trump. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. I've done the reversals on Trump and Harris. And Harris's reversals were shocking. Trump's reversals were fantastic.
Well, since we're looking at the year in reverse, maybe we can start off by talking about the election, because that seems to be on everybody's mind. And maybe you can show us a comparison between Harris and Trump and the congruities and context that we have here that they say is the intuitive context of why people responded to Trump and not to Harris.
All right, okay. So let's pull up the – let me see. Where will I start? Let's pull up the victory speech. Here we go. Here's Trump. Hang on. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
Okay, here's Trump winning.
incredible movement. This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before.
He says, I see the one golden.
I see the one golden.
I see the one golden. I see the one golden.
The one gold. I'm the one. I'm golden. I'm full of. It's a good positive reversal.
Yeah, it's obviously a metaphor for he's the golden one. He's the one that's been lifted, and he's the one that's been brought into this position. Go ahead.
Exactly correct. That's exactly how interpret it. So here we go again. Another one.
And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family.
You're free.
You're free.
Wow.
You're
free.
And then this one here, a classic one. Everyone said, all the Democrats said that Trump would lead us into a new world war. Okay, so listen to this.
We're all won by the MAGA movement.
No war.
No war. No war. No war.
So his backward speech was saying, no, I don't want war. I'm going to bring peace and freedom. And I'm the golden one. And so they're the messages that were communicated in reverse, and that's what people responded to. Now, here he is on the campaign trail. Let me just show you a couple of us on the campaign trail.
You notice he's trying to save the electrical vehicle, but not the gas-powered, which is the vehicle that everybody wants.
Now we love you better.
No, we don't be better.
No, we don't be better. No, we don't be better.
So these are the type of reversals he was putting off. Here's another one. Then I'll play one more, and then we'll move on to Harris. I mean, I've got lots more. I've got hundreds.
Sure.
We'll play one more, then I'll play some of Harris's.
We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars subsidizing a car that nobody wants and nobody's ever going to buy.
Now we don't want the dark.
No, we don't want the dark.
No, we don't want the dark. No, we don't want the dark.
No, we don't want negative dark energy. We want the light. So that was the type of reversals that he was putting off.
Well, that's amazing because, again, as I said, as we're learning about the intuitive context as we build from the high to the low, and we're looking at intuitive context with reverse speech, we find that the intuitive context within Trump was positive and not negative.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
We have time for a few more Trumps if you want to throw them in there, and then we'll take a break and go to Harris if you want.
I'll go back to Trump. Hang on, just open Harris's file up. We'll go back to Trump. 1 second. Okay, there's the Trump file. Okay, here we get another one on Trump. I'm just pulled this up at random here. First one I saw.
We put up $124 billion more given to Ukraine than Europe. Now, Europe is a lot closer, and we have a thing called an ocean in between us, right?
Here he says, was a brilliant, brilliant brain.
Was it brilliant, brilliant?
Was it brilliant, brain? Was it brilliant, brain?
Yeah, he's got a brilliant brain.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure we'd all agree Trump doesn't have a problem with his ego.
That's so true. Well, and it just seems congruent that these things are happening. And did you find anything negative with Trump this time? I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of times where he was dealing with adversity.
Yeah, let's have a look. I must have some negative ones. That's for about America. Here's what I thought was a negative one, but I think he's talking about Harris.
Okay.
He's competing against people that are at the top of their game, and he was never really at the top of his game. He was never very good, but now he's really not good. Last night was a defeat not only for Biden, but for the entire radical left Democrat Party.
This was in July. This was after the debate. Sell their con, you lose.
Sell their con, you lose.
Sell their con, you lose. Sell their con,
you lose. Yeah, he's talking about the Democrats.
All right, we're going to take a break. That's obvious what he's saying. He's talking about Harris and selling the con, and it was a con. We've learned. 503-225-0860. David John Oates with us tonight. The year in reverse. We'll be back.
heard it on the radio. You've seen it on a TV show.
Old media has been co-opted into legitimizing fake news by letting it appear next to it. Old media, fake news. Old media, fake news.
Pause for a moment.
What is it?
Pause for a moment. And reflect on this very thoughtfully.
That friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
You can actually cause the consumer to forget something he has previously learned.
Feel like we're thinking.
I'm Clark Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. David John Oates tonight. It's the year in reverse. We have David with us. We've been playing some Donald Trump reversals, and the reason why is because we're learning more and more that reverse speech is great for context. It's the intuitive side of the brain that we hear when we're hearing reverse speech, and we heard a lot of positive things coming from Trump in this time of his election and his campaign. Now we're going to listen to a little bit of Kamala Harris's speeches and talks to see why she probably lost the campaign, lost the election.
Okay, we'll start off with this reversal here. Here we go.
I stood up for veterans and students being scammed by big for-profit colleges.
And she says, give a powerful fib. Yeah, she's lying.
Yeah,
basically.
Basically, yeah. There you go.
Simple as that. Here we go. Here she flat out admits to lying. This one.
To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much.
Oh, my. Oh, doesn't think she does love a reverse like this. Scum, you rave, bossy, the lie.
Scum, you rave, bossy, the lie.
So are you saying that her marriage is a scam? That her marriage to Doug is a scam?
That's what reversal would seem to indicate.
Wow. You know, I often wondered about that because it just seems too weird. I know it just he seems too good to be true, too weird to be true. And the fact that she's never had any children, she has a stepdaughter, and that's about it in her life. And it just seems like a family that was planned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
kind of like the Obamas.
Yeah, that reversal will certainly suggest it.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
And when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States.
We sell God. We sell God.
We sell God. We sell God.
We sell God. We sell God.
See what?
Self-life.
See, it's all incongruent. She doesn't mean what she's saying, basically.
Well, it was back with that whole idea they're selling joy, right? Everything's joyful. Everything's, you know, godlike and wonderful. No, none of that was happening. In fact, most of the stuff they'd accused Donald Trump of doing, they were doing themselves.
I know. I was watching it in disbelief. Are they so dumb, or do they think the American public so dumb? I couldn't work out which one was true.
Well, I think that we see just what happened. I mean, if we use reverse speech as the, I guess, the pinnacle here, if we say reverse speech indicates that everything that she did was either half-truths or lies. Most of what she did was a con. The American people responded intuitively, as this new study has said, that we respond intuitively to reverse context.
That's right. Yeah. Look, no doubt reverse speech is a communication process. I found instances with whole conversations backwards, you know, where questions are answers and answers are given. You get a whole reverse dialogue. It's the other side of communication, as that study says, the intuitive side.
Right. Okay? It's all about the intuitive side. It's all about, you know, context. And I think if they can perfect this, they'll be able to understand what can be done to train people to be more genuine, or at least maybe going. I mean, it was weird because a lot of people were saying that Trump was acting differently during this cycle. That when he did the debate with Biden, he was acting differently. He wasn't the same. But then Biden was showing his decline. And I think what I want to do, if you can do this, I mean, we're going to be going to a break soon. I was just curious. Yep. The thing that kicked all this off, of course, was the debate that happened in June. Wow. When Trump and Biden were facing off in the first presidential debate. And what happened was, you know, we heard how Trump was, but we saw the decline of Joe Biden. And I think that, too, would show up in reversals if you have them available, because I would love to maybe see if you have any of those.
I do have the debate. Okay. Biden debate. Here we go. Here's Biden in the debate.
I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
Stuttering and stammering and backwards, he says, and I lost it.
He lost his train of thought.
He certainly did.
It derailed, and he couldn't help it. What else did he say?
Oh, here's another one. I got quite a few, actually, on Trump and Biden.
Okay.
And
making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look.
The thing.
We finally beat Medicare.
He's lost it. There is the loss on issue.
There is the loss on issue.
My God.
Loss on issue.
And he did.
That's his subconscious talking to him, saying, you're losing it. You're losing your train of thought. You're losing the issue. Losing the context. That's sad.
That's exactly right.
If that's what we're to believe about reverse speech and context, he knew that he was losing.
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. He's reverted. Now, I'll look at Harris in a sec, but let's look up Trump and see a comparison. Trump. Okay, here we go. Oh, here's Trump. Look at this one for a comparison.
Put the baby down, then we decide what to do with it. So he's willing to, as we say, rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month and kill the baby. Nobody wants that to happen, Democrat or Republican. Nobody wants it to happen.
Don't know what. If I had had this, no, we'd have won.
If I had this, no, we'd have won.
If I had this, no, we'd have won.
Well, he did win. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what if, you know, if we had this, then I would have won. Maybe if we had this information and he used it before. It was like that was the first time he really brought it up in a debate situation. And of course, everything he brought up was considered a lie, which we're realizing now with reverse speech that it wasn't. It was pretty congruent. David John Oates with us tonight on Ground Zero. Tonight, it's the year in reverse. We're listening to the debates right now between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. More with David John Oates coming up. Don't go away. of 2024. We have been talking about the election, and also we've moved ourselves into the debate that happened on June 27th, 2024, where we finally figured out, or the media figured out, that President Biden had problems, that he had mental problems. And we're learning through reverse speech and the debate that he did. His conscious, unconscious mind was telling him that he was losing the debate and that he was losing his train of thought. And so we've been playing some of the debates. David said he's had a lot on the debate, so we're going to continue that for a minute, and then we're probably going to get into some of the other things that the cabinet members and others that Trump has selected as well, see if we can find anything on that. We got a whole lot of stuff to get to. But tonight, right now, we're talking about that presidential debate in June. So let's talk about that for a moment. What other ones do you have on either Trump or
Okay, I've got one up on Biden, not Biden, Trump. Here he is having a go at Biden's forwards.
Israel's the one that wants to go. He said the only one that wants to keep going is Hamas. Actually, Israel is the one, and you should let him go and let him finish the job. He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
You'll see, hear this slap.
It was he, hear this slap.
It was he, hear this slap. You will see, hear this slap.
You will see, hear this slap. He was slapping Biden, and you will see. People did see.
Slapping him down. Slapping him down. You won't see it, but I'm slapping him down right now, putting him in his place. That's very interesting. Seriously interesting. Are there any more?
Let's have a look. Here he is again.
He hasn't cut the tariffs because he can't, because it's too much money. But he's got the largest deficit in the history of our country.
This is fancy dollar. Not sure what he means by that.
This is fancy dollar.
This is fancy dollar.
Don't know what he means.
This is fancy dollar.
I don't know.
He's going to fix it up. Here's an interesting one on the reporter on the debate. Listen to this. I think he's talking to Biden.
Vice President Harris, you and President Trump.
Oh, this is Harris. Oh, this is funny. Okay.
Vice President Harris, you and President Trump were elected 4 years ago, and your opponent on the stage here tonight often asks his supporters, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Well, he actually messed it up because he said you and President Trump were elected 4 years
ago. Right, exactly.
Biden, and he says backwards, I can see you're throwing it.
I can see you're throwing it.
I can see you're throwing it. I can see you're throwing it.
I think she's talking to Kamala Harris.
Oh, she's throwing the election.
Yeah, that's right.
I can see you're throwing it. Yeah, it's obvious that you're not doing your part, whatever. Okay, go ahead. I'm just going to go ahead.
So one more Biden.
Tax credit, we should significantly increase the availability of women and men.
You look scattered.
He's talking about himself the whole time. He's worried that he's just screwing up.
That's what all his reversals are about. He's lost it.
Yeah,
he's lost it. And
completely.
He's messed up big time, and Trump's slapping him around, and Trump's,
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't know if you have anything on the assassination attempt.
Yes, I do.
Okay. This happened on July 13th, 2024, the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Where do I start? Hang on. Trump assassination. Where do you want me to start?
Anywhere you want, man. This is the year in reverse, so we can hear everything.
Okay. All right. Now, when was the Trump assassination? What date was
July 13th, 2024. The attempted assassination on Trump.
Right. Now, I've got the assassination here. I'm looking for the prediction. He actually had a prediction about it. Where is that? Oh, gee,
You said that he did predict his own assassination attempt in one of his speeches.
He did indeed. This might be it here. This is one of them, but there's one he actually uses his name. This is in Iowa in May.
Our country's going to hell. You don't mind me using that horrible word, don't you? I use that word because our country's really in trouble. It's in trouble like it's never been before.
Well, that's so bad audio.
Yeah.
Incompetent dealing with nuclear war.
No, I don't think you'll hear his reversal. Prevents the killer, but missed it.
We hear it, but there's some crunchiness going on with your audio. And
It's that audio file itself.
It's crunchy? Okay. It does sound a little crunchy. All of them have sounded crunchy tonight for some reason. So.
Okay, here's the one prior to the assassination, okay. I think.
Even fundraising. You know, we did more. We raised more money after this crooked trial than we've ever raised. I think than any candidate. I think we raised over $400 million. Can you believe it?
Okay, this is prior, 2 weeks prior to the assassination, an attempt, not assassination. He says Crooks, of course, the killer's name was, what was his first name?
Matthew James Crooks.
Yes, right, okay. Or and James he said Matthew. That was Crooks, see this fate. Crooks, see the fate.
Oh, my God.
So it's a premonition of not of the name of his potential assassin. Which is just absolutely—that's
amazing. Yeah. Okay, so that was 2 weeks before the assassination attempt. He mentions Crooks in his reversal.
Yes.
Okay.
Now he is after the assassination attempt. I think this is after. Here's another one before from okay. April. Listen to this one.
America continues.
Oh no! I'm sorry. Wrong one.
Okay.
Apologize. Okay, here's one after the assassination.
All right.
Someday you'll have a bomb that can do destruction, the likes of which nobody could even imagine.
The killer wants you, the skull on it. Yeah, he's aware. Yeah, of course, there was a second attempt shortly afterwards, okay?
He's aware that people are after him, that they want to kill him.
He absolutely is. Now listen to this. Let me throw a couple of shock. Oh, blasted! I can't play it. Oh dear.
What?
I've got an incredible reversal on Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, who admits the whole thing was set up, but she uses the four letter word. So I can't.
Play you can't use it because she uses the four letter word. Yeah.
Here's another one I can play.
Okay. Go ahead. This.
I understand your question, Chairman, and I share your concerns about wanting to make sure that we have factual information. The FBI is conducting a criminal investigation.
And the CIA fight. Okay, the other reversal I can't play basically says the whole thing was staged. We set up the whole thing. And here she has a reversal about the CIA. By stage, made it happen, assisted in it.
Right.
Basically, I can't play.
Well, it's it's one of those things that, like any other assassination attempt or an assassination, they were able to cover it up, but we didn't know anything about it. We still don't know anything about it. We know nothing about Crooks. We know nothing about what happened to him after his death. His body was cremated immediately. So all of this is pretty congruent reversals if you really... really dig deep in this. David John Oates with us tonight on Ground Zero. The show is The Year in Reverse. We've had some remarkable reversals about a number of monumentous things that happened in 2024. We're going to continue the journey backwards into 2024. If you have any questions or comments, please call 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We'll be back.
Talk Radio, you'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Join me on a journey where getting lost is the only true destination. For the past, present, and future all coexist on the same timeline. For happiness is an illusion. This is the future we are in right now, where our phones are the first things that we touch when we wake up, the last thing we touch before falling asleep. Radiant, seductive screens we so lovingly, endlessly gaze upon. Much like you're doing right now. Fall welcome to a future where our true reflections is only revealed once the screen goes dark. Welcome to the darkness. I hope you find it enlightening.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We should be."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We
should be." The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We should be."
Give up.
As we explore the year in reverse with David John Oakes. You see, one of the things I find interesting, I've been involved with David John Oakes and reverse speech for 30 years. He was the second guest I had on my program because I did a Paul is Dead show in the beginning and wanted to talk about reverse because that was something that really had me thinking. And at first, you know, some of the stuff that he said I thought were just outrageous. But then as I read, I understand perceptions and conceptions. Whatever reality tunnels you like to hang out in, whatever rabbit holes you decide you want to play in, all of that is shaped by the structure of the language you use. A Native American, an African, or a Chinese person, anyone a non-Indo-European language, well, non-European language structure, they live in a different universe than you do. They see things differently than you do. They're either more spiritual, less spiritual, more matter of fact. I mean, this is mind-boggling that language can actually change you. The fact that our languages change our perception of what reality is, and therefore has to be a bridge in order for us to understand each other. There needs to be a bridge language. What do we use? How do we understand each other? Or understand that, you know, how are we going to find things derived from the other side or the back world? We know that there are these unspoken cues that we use in order to survive. However, a scientist would not be able to quantify or save any of this data to prove that it's an unspoken language. It's just a phenomenon that appears to work. Now, I know that this type of theorizing may sound outrageously fictitious, but it really isn't. Because we're looking at these studies saying that now context is formed in reverse in the brain. Intuitive areas of the brain formulate things in reverse going from high to low levels. So the thought processes are where the human soul begins, the intuitive side begins, the unconscious mind begins. This is where it's all formed. If ideas are tapping into the unconscious, if that all sounds like a fantasy to you, you may want to ask why the military invests in this. Why they invest in this type of remote viewing and extrasensory perception. It's also important to investigate why business firms hire psychics. Why do they hire trend analysis? Because they want to outguess what the marketplace is up to. They want to get an advantage. One can think of a standard language as the multiverse language, but there has to be a bridge in order to find or explain how a mirror existence could compensate in some way for, you know, how we speak to one another both backward and forward. When people speak in tongues, or the gibberish brought on by religious experience? Do we ever question the meter? Do we ever question the delivery of the language spoken? And if it has a pattern, can it be ran through artificial intelligence for context in both forward and reverse? Could we review speeches and new reports in both forward and reverse to find context and hidden meaning? Well, the answer appears to be yes. And David John Oates is with us tonight on Ground Zero to talk about this as we do our year in reverse. We have been playing some stuff about the political angles from the attempted assassination to the debate with Joe Biden to Harris and Trump and how their reversals reflect their campaigns and how they won the election. Now, the question I have, David, is that not only are we dealing with Trump now, we're dealing with a lot of people that he's selected to be on his cabinet, people who, have, who he's going to work with. And so I guess the biggest question is Elon Musk. Everybody has Musk on their minds and wondering what's in his head and what exactly is his context within that mind frame.
Okay, Elon Musk. Right. Okay, I've got quite a few on him, all from last year.
Okay.
There's none on here since he's been put on the committee on what do they call it?
His, Doge.
Thank you. Yes. however, his reversal is a little bit concerning. This is his interview with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, yeah. You nobody's going to try to. Nobody tries to assassinate a puppet.
Of course not. A marionette.
Yeah, marionette. It's just like.
Their puppet is ISIS, whatever that means.
Their puppet is ISIS.
Their puppet is ISIS.
Wow.
Their puppet is ISIS.
Who attacks Syria? Who attacks Syria?
ISIS.
Yeah.
Right.
And who's on our side now? ISIS, the Al-Qaeda guys. Oh, we're different now. We've changed the way we are. We're no longer like ISIS or Al-Qaeda. We're different. But then a news item comes in saying they are like they used to be. So here we are making deals with criminals, terrorists, and it's all being done in the last minute, in the 11th hour.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Here he is saying he's going to go with Trump. Listen to this.
One-party rule is not democracy. One party where essentially the party elite pick a candidate, as happened with Kamala. It's not democracy. Where did the people vote? Show me where the people voted.
Come with Trump.
Trump is Trump.
There you go. Is it Elon Musk's reversals too?
Exactly.
When he's going to side with Trump. Yeah. Well, here's a bit of a regressive one.
No. He seemed of, you know, sound mind and body and strong backbone.
Elon now must rape.
Elon now must rape.
Unless you're talking about big and aggressive move into the government, slashing things, you could interpret that way.
Yeah. Would the metaphor of rape be a betrayal of some kind?
It could be. Yes, it could be. It's a negative metaphor. It's not a good one.
No.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
You talk about a riot. What's this one?
I kid you not. How can this be real? They are releasing convicted pedophiles from prison in order to put people in prison for Facebook posts.
Oh, now seal the riot.
There's always this feeling that there's going to be an uprising. Of course, all the pardoning that Biden did with these criminals, and all the other stuff too. I mean, there's been a lot of silence, I think, from the other side, who definitely are holding grudges and probably holding within them, you know, some really bad stuff. And I worry that when the weather changes, because right now I think people want to stay indoors. They're already threatening, and I'll go to that in just a minute. They're threatening another pandemic. Of course, I talked with you about what Peter Hotez had to say and several others. We'll go to that coming up on Ground Zero. If you want to know if they're going to stage another pandemic, I'm sure David has some reversals on that. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It's the year in reverse with David John Oates. We'll be back. we've been discussing the innermost speaking of Elon Musk and some of the things he said. Some are weird, some are strange. Definitely very enthusiastic about working with Donald Trump. Other people, though, in his group, in his cabinet, are certainly worthy of reversals. How about J.D. Vance, who's going to be the new vice president?
You know, look, I don't have a lot on him. I need to go and do more on him. Here's one.
On your watch, he didn't take an ounce of Ukrainian territory when I was president. So,
but
even though
also,
there were some personal jabs.
We'll surf the soul win. We'll surf the soul wind. We'll flow with the wind and breath of the soul.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Sounds like he's going to go with the flow, huh?
Yeah, that's basically how it interprets.
He has all those things.
Here's another one. He's talking about Trump.
He is all those things, but tonight we celebrate he is our once and future President of the United States of America.
He'll bless you beyond.
Here bless you beyond.
Well, he's certainly going to support Trump with reversals like that.
I love how he calls him the once and future president. That's kind of like saying he's the once and future king. That would be pretty Arthurian, wouldn't it? It'd be kind of strange if he said that. And see, that's the thing is that, you know, a lot of people want to kind of, you know, pin so many historical, I guess, you know, calling him the Antichrist, Trump or whatever. I don't know if that even shows up in any of the reversals. Anybody, you know, speak so ill of Trump that they make him sound like he's the devil or anything like that?
No, I just don't have any reversals. All the reversals about and around Trump are all good.
Really? Fantastic. Well, that's, hopefully that'll be an omen of what's to come. That'll be good. What about Tulsi Gabbard? Do you have Tulsi?
Gabbard, yes, I certainly do. Tulsi Gabbard, where is she? Tulsi, T-U-L-S-I, Gabbard, here we go, Tulsi Gabbard. Alright, talk about the Democrats shutting her down. Here's an interview with Dr. Phil.
I was elected to the Hawaii State House when I was 21.
Yeah.
I've been told I was the youngest woman ever elected in the country.
They cull, C-U-L-L, her venom.
This color venom.
Yeah, the Democrats shut her up.
No
she
kidding.
Has nothing to say.
Wow.
So that's, here she is again.
On the mandatory deployment roster, they had somebody already filling the job that I was trained in. And my commander called me and he said, hey, congratulations.
They see our aim.
They see our aim.
I misquoted it. Justina Aim. Yeah, let's see where she's going. Yeah, here's a good one. Let's listen to the forwards on this one.
It's very powerful people, both in the government and outside of the government, whose power is threatened by those who won't allow ourselves to be used as puppets. And who have the courage to speak the truth and expose them.
Step up. She's going to step up and take on the role, okay?
So let's think a bit here. I mean, one of the other things that we have to think about in the year 2025 is the, I guess you could call it the world flexing of their muscle in order to control everything. And we've been hearing about, you know, the World Economic Forum. We've heard about the World Health Organization. We've heard about the UN, what's going on with Ukraine, the movements in Israel. I think I want to take a little bit of time to focus on the world stage a bit. If you can give us any reversals that we can talk about regarding the world order and how the progress is happening or what is going on with the wars, anything that you think would be in that realm.
Okay, I've got some on Netanyahu. Here's Netanyahu.
To destroy Hamas because that gets all the other objectives within our purview. It also gets something else. It gives us hope for the Middle East, hope for peace. You can't have that with Hamas remaining intact.
Seal them with the forces.
Seal them with the forces.
Yeah, he's going to go in. That's what he's doing. And yeah. He's going to continue doing it. Here he is again.
No, I've been speaking to him regularly, but I haven't spoken to him since he made those remarks. I don't know what he meant by that, but I can tell you where we are. Look, we were attacked in the worst attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust.
We'll damage this.
Good damnedness.
Good damnedness. Good damnedness.
Yeah, he's going to do as much damage as he possibly can.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that, you know, that's the whole concept of the Middle East right now, is that, we're already, well, actually, I call it political purgatory. We're already stuck in this political purgatory where we are, wondering, where we're going to go with this, because they left the whole thing in a mess. And, Trump has to deal with that mess, not only the Middle East, but, also what's going on with Ukraine. Anything on the Ukraine side of it?
Ukraine. I've certainly got the Russian ambassador. Okay. I don't have any from this year on Zelensky. No. So let's look at the Russian ambassador talking about Ukraine. Russia. There it is. Okay. Here's Lavrov talking about the situation in Ukraine. Oh, gee, look at the first one. Wow. Okay. This is a long one. I don't know whether you'll hear this, but we'll give it a shot.
Well, on the decision of the United States to allow Ukrainian regime to use missiles up to 300 kilometers long.
Satan, I'll lick her. Now use the parts for sin. Can you hear that, or is that too long?
It's kind of, I'd say it's a B. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a B, not an A, but it's still, I can still hear that. Yeah, I can. I just don't know what the interpretation of that metaphor would be.
Oh, Satan, I'll lick her now. They're going to...
Licking the devil, I guess? Going after, just going after the thing they shouldn't go after, pretty much?
Yeah, exactly right. Something's going to happen in the new year. Listen to this one. This is Lavrov.
And we don't see any reason why Russia and the United States cannot cooperate for the sake of the universe.
Oh, this might be a good reversal. Serve the new year.
Serve the new year. Serve the new year. Serve the new year.
Yeah, that's with
perhaps Trump. Perhaps peace, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
That would interpret that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good one. What else have we got here?
As we say, there are multiple interpretations of this. I mean, you can think about if you have anything you have to add to it. It's like what we say is not end all be all. I mean, if you can interpret it a different way, I'd love to hear that too. So no problem with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one on Lavrov. This is after Trump won.
And the rest would be subject to negotiations, but the end result of these negotiations must be total withdrawal of Russia from Russian soil.
Wars are what got him.
Wars are what got him.
Oh, yeah.
Wars are what got him.
Yeah.
Wars are what got him.
And I want to remind people, too, that Lavrov, as he's speaking, he's thinking in English. That's the point of reverse speech, is that it has to be what their thoughts are. Because I was once at a gathering where we did a reversal on a gentleman that was from Mexico, and his reversal said, "Mi corazón está enferma," which means my heart is sick. He actually had a heart attack a week after we talked to him, and he had to go in for open heart surgery. So, I mean, sometimes if you're thinking in a different language and somebody understands that language, then perhaps, yes, you can figure that one out. David John Oates with us. The year in reverse. Got some interesting things coming up soon, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
talking about when you hear music and lyrics forward, and then you hear those same lyrics backwards, and it's a message forward, and those same words are a message backwards.
Lie back and dream of me. Let death to set you free. Return the screw to make you die.
And we're not only talking about that, we're talking about a song that wasn't engineered to be heard backwards, but came right from the spirit world automatically. Okay? And then we're talking about, if you wanted to make lyrics backwards on a song, you're going to mess up that song forward pretty bad, right? Well, Stairway to Heaven is the most popular song in rock and roll. And then you hear those same lyrics forward, and it's a message backwards, and those same words are a message forward, backwards. And those same words are a message backwards, forward.
Leonim Suriva Itnot Nenega Uisla.
Why, just looking at the future is enchanting. Browse along conveyor belts where awe-inspiring holograms are as much a part of the experience of every man as were the real trees, mountains, sunsets, and the dark past.
Okay, and then we're talking about if you wanted to make lyrics backwards on a song, you're going to mess up that song forward, backwards. Pretty bad, right? Well, Stairway to Heaven is the most popular song in rock and roll.
I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to The Year in Reverse on Ground Zero. Last show of 2024. David John Oates is our guest. The number is to call 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So, we've gone through all of the political stuff, which was mostly what I think dominated the news this year. And one of the things, though, that's been happening lately towards the end of the year is all of this, I guess you could say, fear-mongering with regard to a new pandemic. And one of the things I noticed is Peter Hotez, and you've got Barbara Birx, or Deborah Birx, or whatever her name is. I forgot her name already. You got her, you got Leanna Wen and others that are coming forward and saying that we need to be aware or afraid of bird flu. And I asked you if you could find any reversals on these guys to find out what's really going on and what they're proposing for all of us in the future. And I was just curious if you found anything.
Yeah, couple on Hotz or Hertz, whatever his name
Hotez,
is.
Hotez.
It's Hotez. And a couple on Birx. So, okay, so here's Hotez. Here is the forwards.
But that's, there's still more. We know that we have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the Gulf Coast. We're on.
Warn you with Rome. Now, Rome is a metaphor. It means kingdom, empire. Sometimes our world can be Rome. But warn you with Rome. I'm warning the world that this is coming, is what the reversal means. Warn you with Rome.
Warn you with Rome.
Warn you with Rome. Warn you with Rome.
So he's serious. He's not mucking around, okay?
Right, okay.
There we have reversal. It's not very clear, but it's important. Let's see if you can hear. If you can't, I apologize in advance.
That's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that's going to come crashing down on January 21st on the Trump administration.
Weapon, it's sad war.
Weapon, it's sad war.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Weapon,
it's sad war.
A little bit unclear.
Weapon, it's sad war.
And what have I been saying, everybody? I've been saying that this is going to be a biological weapon.
Yep.
They're going to use it as a weapon against the American people, and
yep.
This is anger. This angers me so much. I mean,
yep.
I heard Leanna Wen on the air the other day. She too is now getting into the fray. We're getting the same characters. Even Fauci made a comment, but I wasn't able to get Fauci's comments to you. But they're all commenting on this as if it's a given that this is what's going to happen. What did Birx have to say?
Birx basically congruent on as well. Here's two reversals on her.
Our
and there's not a sense of urgency right now.
Our agencies are making the same mistakes they made with COVID.
Then it gets a mess.
That's a congruent forward and reverse as well, because she said they're making the same mistakes as COVID, and then she says what she says about it being a mess.
That's right. And one other one on her.
Well, there is no flu-like illness. There's RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. It causes croup. Parents know what that is. There's mycoplasma pneumonia circulating right now.
The ones they rape.
The ones they rape.
The ones they rape.
Oh, yeah.
The ones they rape.
Yeah, well, they're raping us. It's a weapon. It's sad. They're warning us. It's going to be messy. And they're going to rape us. They're going to harm us. They're going to hurt us. So, congruent reversals, Clyde.
It's sad. I was hoping that it wouldn't be this obvious, but this is what I was feeling whenever I heard him speak. This is what I was feeling when I heard Deborah Birx speak. But I guess maybe I wish I would have given you Leanna Wen, what she had to say. This is getting out of hand. This is something that I don't understand why we don't go after these people as people that are speaking intent. Because, you know, if a kid in a school was to say he wanted to kill his teacher and bomb the school, and he put it on paper, we would immediately have the school people and the police converge on that school. We know that, okay?
Yes.
But then if we have people like, you know, if we have people like Hotez and people like Birx and Leanna Wen all tell us, you know, this is what we need to do. We need to test this. We need to do this. And then it happens. It's like, how do they know? And how's Hotez know that it's going to happen the day after the inauguration?
Indeed. That's that certainly makes you raise your eyebrows, doesn't it?
It does. Is there anything that sticks out to you as a very futuristic, I guess you could say, reversal that reveals what's coming for 2025?
No, I really don't have one, unfortunately. No, actually, normally I do, but it's been very quiet as to what's going to happen next year. I haven't come across any.
You think there's a lot of apprehension going on with the new year, more so than before? Because it just seems that as we explored it, we found that there's a lot of positivity on the Trump side. There's a lot of, I guess you could apprehension on the Musk side. We got, we see how Kamala lost the election. We see how Biden lost the election, lost the farm, I guess. And now we're hearing about this new pandemic they want to start.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say. Trump's very positive, but you've got those couple of questionable reversals on Elon Musk. And then you've got some question reversals on Marco Rubio, who's been labeled as Secretary of State.
So, well, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take another break. I want to hear what Marco Rubio has to say, too. I mean, if you have any other questionable ones, I just don't want it all to be, you know, I want a real balance here. And if there is some stuff that we need to be aware of for the future for 2025, I would hope that we can hear this, because we do know a lot of the time that when we look into reverse speech, it is the voice of the soul. We're learning now from that study that at Zuckerman, we are learning that it is what brings context to the forward matrices of speech. So we're going to learn more with David John Oates tonight on Ground Zero. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It's the Year in Reverse with David John Oates tonight. And so you were talking about Marco Rubio. There were some things that you were saying about him that he also, I mean, maybe we ought to just go back to the cabinet. I don't know if you have any more on some of his selections, like maybe Matt Gaetz or others, but what does Marco Rubio have to say?
Well, he's got a couple of concerning reversals that may answer your question about 2025, okay? So let's play about one, two, three, four of them, okay? So here's the first one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unlike any campaign in American history, the level of energy and excitement. In fact, I remember commenting on multiple occasions to people on his campaign, to him personally and others, that, like, you know, whoever runs for president.
Abuse, seen the crime.
Live your seen the crime.
Live your seen the crime. Live your seen the crime.
Okay, well, it doesn't set a good beginning. Let's have a look at another one.
So they're not in favor of illegal immigration, and I don't understand how people still can't grasp that just because you come from immigrant roots doesn't mean you are in favor of illegal immigration.
Okay, this reverse really worries me. We finance in the murder.
We finance in the murder.
We finance in the murder. We finance in the murder.
I don't know what murder he's talking about. Then he says this.
The Mexican government's going to say, fine, then our job is to move you through as quickly as possible because we don't want them staying here. We want them to go through as quickly as possible. We're going to facilitate their movement.
And we get the Lucifer.
Isn't that a reference to light, though? We get the light, we get the idea, we get the we focus on that?
Look, I flip on Lucifer. I know what you're saying. I think generally it's a negative reversal, but I can see there are light elements to it. But in light of all the other reversals, I don't think it's a positive reference. Straight after that, we have this reversal here.
I think a lot of the opposition to Donald Trump is really based on a level of derangement where they are exaggerating in their own minds for their own big. They hate him so much because they have not been able to destroy him. Understand that before Donald Trump, they were able to bully and intimidate.
You lose it, there's much blood.
Mueller's is this much blood.
Mueller's is this much blood. Mueller's is this much blood.
Well, that is not well for the next year.
I get the feeling we got a war brewing. I got a feeling we got some sort of civil upheaval that'll be taking place in the not too distant future that may, you know, that may result in the murder, the death of many people, maybe even the murder and death of many immigrants in this country. I just get, especially with Marco Rubio speaking it, I just think that from his perspective, he probably has a lot going here. And, you know, he too is on the, speaking of which, the UFO, I forgot all about that. He's on the UFO committee. I don't know if you have anything on the UFOs that are being talked about or the drones.
Let's have a look. I know I was asked to do the drones. Did I actually go ahead and do it?
Because that's been a big story this year for 2025. I barely just got – it just hit my head that they've been having these UFO meetings, the, you know, Grush, you know, what he's saying about UFOs, and then, of course, the drones, and people are wondering what's going on with that.
Yeah. Okay. I've got something about UFOs. Ashton Forbes. Who's Ashton Forbes? Don't know. No, we don't know that name. Okay. Let's have a look. What else I got? From the UFO hearings.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a great deal of information on the UFO hearings. Here's one of them.
With that said, I also understand the
consequences. This is Mr. Elizondo.
Consequences of excessive secrecy and stovepiping. Nowhere was this more apparent than in the aftermath of 9/11.
Prayer one. You know, that doesn't really tell us anything, does it?
It doesn't say anything.
Mr. Gallaudet.
We are having multiple near midair collisions. And if we do not resolve this soon, we are going to have to shut down the exercise.
And your brain lucid.
and you're very listen.
Yeah, well, that speaks for itself. I'm just going through there. There's nothing about UFOs in any of the hearings that I can see. They're all...
They really didn't talk that much about anything, really. They were basically cut and pasting what we already know. That's the thing that bothers me about the UFOs, the UFO meetings. And, you know, again, the drones, too, are another matter of, I think, things to think about and what they represent as well as they're in the skies right now.
Thing on the drones. I thought I did. I don't. Sorry. I'm going to have to. I'll have to get on.
Okay. Well, let's go to the calls. Let's see what people have to say. Let's go to Nick in Pennsylvania. Hey, Nick, you're on with David John Oates.
Thanks, Clay. I want to wish you and Mr. Oates a happy new year.
Thank you. And you
pretty much covered all the bases, Clay, you and Mr. Oates. And I, you know, this is a science. This isn't like what do you call it, body language, which can be faked or misinterpreted or even lie detector tests. What Mr. Oates does is a science, and there's no way around that. And my only question would be, does he have anything on Klaus Schwab and that other guy that, what's his name, Hortep or whatever his name, the guy who's his,
oh, you mean
the
guy
who's his right-hand, Harari.
Yvonne Harari. Yvonne Harari. You should do him. And get some reversals on him. He is an evil person.
I just want to say this is the cherry on top of the ice cream, Clyde. Thank you for a great 2024, and hopefully we'll have a great 2025. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mr. Oates is a great, great guest.
I appreciate that. I'm sure he does, too.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Chris in New York. Hey, Chris, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, hi, David, John. People could probably use it for on themselves to check what they're really thinking, but anything coming from China.
I've done nothing on China this year, so no, I don't know. Sorry.
Right. Or the Vatican, you know, the Pope.
Right. Yeah. No. Nothing at all. Sorry.
Right. Right.
I think that what we were doing more or less, you know, it was we were looking back at some of the big stories of 24. I think. You know, some of the Pope really wasn't in the news all that much this year. You know, what really the concerns are were the election mostly, why the election went the way it did. And, of course, the stuff on the new pandemic that they're planning. Again, I get angrier and angrier and angrier every time I hear them speak forward. But now I can even get even angrier when I hear them speaking backward.
You know the truth about Hotez now.
What about Hotez?
Heard them. Weapons. They're purposely doing it. It's intentional.
Yeah, he said it was a weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, and I'm sure that if we had Fauci, we'd hear the same thing coming out of his mouth.
It's all intentional.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I hope the American people wise up and we take action against this because this is something that we see coming. It's something the reverse speech is now confirming. And I think we need to understand that there's more here going on. And we don't want to go back to that again. I don't think we do.
No.
Chris, thank you. And David, again, what a fascinating show for the year. Last show of the year. Hope you have some more success in 2025 as they're now realizing that reverse speech or the idea of reverse context is intuitive context for the mind. And I hope that that serves you well this year.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much for having me, Clyde. A pleasure, as always.
You bet. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. In fact, this is, again, the last show for 2024. We are going to take a break, a long break, because we've been having some situation going on here where we really need to take a break. So I've decided that we're going to come back after the holiday, after the weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. So be sure and listen for us on Monday. We're going to take a long break. We need to because of, you know, it's just been hectic here behind the scenes, and we're going to take some break. It's a very, very long break. So appreciate that. Hope you understand. We'll see you. Remember, keep your mind where they can't get at it. In 2025, you keep it at Ground Zero. Good night.